My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Falcons lose 18-10 to the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday. Offense didn't do anything. We've been talking about it with you all day. We'll open up the phone lines again. In the 5 o'clock hour, 6 o'clock, guys, we've got the coaches show. Coach Raheem Morris, player segment, leading you into Monday Night Football here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That will happen, for the most part, every Monday. Of course, next week, they play on Monday Night Football against the Eagles, Mike. And you were just talking about a friend of ours asking whether you were going to come up there.
Yeah, our good buddy, John Kincaid. I said, no, John, I'm not going. He goes, you bring your wife like you did. No, I'm not going back up there. That was January of 2018.
That's right.
A night that will live in infamy. I still don't know if Julio could have caught that ball had he not been mugged. That was a team that could have won the Super Bowl. I'll die on that hill with that 17 defense and Sark not knowing that offense.
I agree with you on that. That was a good squad. Hey, man, we're going to talk more about the Falcons. More of your calls are welcome. Also, follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in this radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station, guys. 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on this hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley is here from Dog Nation. Connor, what do you take from a game like Tennessee Tech? What do you learn, if anything, about this Georgia squad, and how do you take that and move it forward to this week?
Almost nothing. It's just Georgia is such a better team, better program, better talent. And both sides knew that on Saturday. And so, you know, as far as sweeping generalizations to make about the Georgia team and what it might be able to do, that's going to be a little hard to do. I know that doesn't always play great on radio, but I think with what you see, you know, there are some things you're able to glean from other teams in terms of how they played this past Saturday. And I still think with what Georgia did against Clemson, with what the ceiling is for this defense in particular, I think you still feel really, really good about Georgia's place as the number one team in college football right now.
If Kentucky plays as bad as they did against South Carolina, then Georgia can rest everybody at halftime. They were god-awful. Vandegrift looked – I mean, it was not his fault. He couldn't do anything. But real quick, Oscar Delp, what's his status? How's he looking?
Yeah, Kirby Smart gave him the all-clear, says he's fine. You know, again, I think the opponent dictated that he didn't come back into the game on Saturday in the second half there, came out in tennis shoes. Sounds like he's going to be able to play this weekend, which is big for Georgia, given how much they like to rely on tight ends and use them as a part of that offense there. So sounds like Georgia avoided a bullet when it comes to the injury of Oscar Delp.
Mykael Williams, update?
I would not expect him to see him this weekend. He still had a walking boot on when we got a chance to see him earlier today. I think the plan has always sort of been, since he picked up that injury against Clemson back in week one to have him ready for Alabama at the end of the month. Georgia has a bye week next weekend. They're going to continue to have him rehab. He did not practice last week. I don't think he's going to practice today. And we'll probably get another update from Kirby on him tomorrow. But I think the plan was perhaps always get him ready for that Alabama game. And so the Kentucky game, you know, maybe he travels, maybe he dresses out. I wouldn't expect him to have much, if at all, an impact on Saturday.
What was your most surprising storyline from the weekend? I mean, obviously Texas goes into the Big House and just absolutely cooks Michigan, and that just amps it up things even more for that meetup matchup in October. Or was it Notre Dame falling to NIU?
I have two. One on that Texas-Michigan one. I was impressed with what I saw from Texas, but I think that game says more both about Michigan and just what they lost from last year, and they're no longer at that same championship level I think they were. And that sort of, I think, made me have a deeper appreciation for what Georgia did in 2022. Well, yes, they don't lose Kirby Smart to the next level, but they had to replace their defensive coordinator in Dan Lanning. They had 15 draft picks to lose, and they never had a performance like what Michigan showed on Saturday. And so if you're a Georgia fan, I think you feel even better about that. It's not the Notre Dame game, because I never thought that Notre Dame was a national championship contender. I watched most of that Alabama-USF game. I know the final score is 42-16, and there were other games on, you know, Colorado, Nebraska, Tennessee, NC State. That was an awful performance from Alabama that day, and if they play like that against Georgia in 2 weeks, that game's not going to be close. Now, I expect Alabama to play much better. We also know that Georgia, whenever they play Alabama, things don't always go as well as they should. But I came away from that game just alarmed with what I saw, specifically on the offensive side of the ball. The offensive line was not good. That game was far closer than it should have been. And if Alabama's going to play like that, and that's what it looks like under Kalen DeBoer, Georgia should handily beat them. But we know that that doesn't always happen, especially when those two teams play.
Totally agree. And you know, I'm sitting there watching. They turned the ball over. They made a ton of mistakes. But here was the thing. Like, South Florida kind of gave you a little bit of a recipe defensively, Connor, didn't they? The way they pressured Milroe and got after him. And we talked about this. It's something Georgia didn't do last year. But I'm watching them defensively. I thought their game plan was really good.
Yeah, and I agree with you there, Carl. You can't let Jalen Milroe have time. You can't let him sit back there. And Jalen Milroe is a phenomenal runner. He did have a touchdown called back due to a holding penalty.
Oh, I know.
I think you have to speed him up and try and get after him quickly. And try and at least force him to get the ball out of his hands quickly. Ryan Williams, 17-year-old freshman, looks like a very promising receiver, a guy who's going to be a problem in years to come. But I think you have to try and get Jalen Rowe off his spot, speed him up. And if he breaks contain, I think that's okay. You have to try and speed him up and be aggressive. Michigan showed that last year. South Florida, as you point out there, Carl, did so on Saturday. And I think that's something Georgia's going to have to do because they didn't really do it in the SEC championship game last year, and that allowed Jalen Milroe to beat them.
It's our man, Connor Riley, guys, K. Connor Riley on Twitter. You don't see the Vols until later in the season, but Nico Iamaleva looks great. And that was a fun game, man. I mean, they just pounded NC State. He did throw a pick six, but that's about the only thing you can complain about in the Vols' arguably best quarterback recruit since Peyton Manning.
And he's going to continue to get better. And that's a game where, again, you know, when Alabama and Tennessee play in the middle of October, like, Tennessee's probably going to be favored in that game. And it's a Tennessee program, again, you know, as much hype and as excitement as there is around Nico, it's actually the defense that I am at least interested in. NC State could not do a single thing on Saturday.
Yep.
And if Tennessee's defense is going to play like that on a week-in, week-out basis, that makes me take them a lot more seriously moving forward, especially against Georgia, just because I feel like now we've got enough of a track record where it Josh Heupel versus Kirby Smart, it just does not end well for Josh Heupel. And in his time at Missouri, when he was the offensive coordinator there, when they had Drew Locke, or when Hendon Hooker was the quarterback there a few years ago, it hasn't mattered who the quarterback is, even though they've had very talented players at quarterback under Heupel. That offense just has not been able to match up with Georgia's defense. But if Tennessee's defense is going to play as well as they have to start this season, they're going to be able to do some things. That makes me take that game a lot more seriously because it doesn't put as much pressure on the offense solely to win that game, which I think Tennessee has had to live with in past years.
Were you surprised ETN only got...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
5 carries, or was that, kind of what you expected? And then what do you expect now this weekend against Kentucky?
No, I think the score kind of dictated that. Again, they're up 24-0 at halftime, 2 possessions into the third quarter, 38-0. You saw what he could do with the explosive run there in the second quarter, a 45-yarder. And then even you see in the third quarter, Nate Frazier pick up a little bit of a stinger. He's fine going to play this week against Kentucky. I think they understand that, again, with Roderick Robinson currently out, Branton Robinson still working himself back in. They have to at least manage Trevor Etienne's carries a little bit here at the start. And so, well, yes, he doesn't play against Clemson, and that does remove one game of wear and tear from him. I think that they know that they're going to need him to be close to 100%, obviously against Kentucky this weekend, but then potentially against Alabama at the end of the month. So, you know, in games like this where it is such a blowout, I traditionally don't put a lot of stock into how much starters play there just because Trevor Etienne's not going to get a whole lot better against Tennessee Tech. He's already played a ton of SEC football, where you bring him in to have him make an impact in games like you do this Saturday against Kentucky on the road, against Alabama on the road in 2 weeks.
Right. As we said earlier, man, it's just Kentucky, I've never seen a Mark Stoops team since he's got it established there. It looked as bad as Kentucky did. Brock Vandegrift, he looked like a lost puppy. The offensive line was every mistake you could make. So do you feel that obviously they're not as bad as they were against South Carolina, or do you think Georgia just greases them?
I think Georgia should grease them. The only reason that they, you know, don't beat them by 40 is because Georgia decides it doesn't want to beat them by 40. I know they haven't always played great up there in Lexington, and yes, it's hard to play that poorly 2 weeks in a row, but you just look at where Kentucky struggles, Mike. I think that offensive line is horrendous, and even if you don't have Michael Williams, I think Jalen Walker is going to be able to give you problems. These linebackers are going to be able to make things very difficult for Brock Vandegrift. I don't know who Kentucky could have put back there to solve some of the issues that they have right now. And you know, with Mark Stoops, like, credit to what he has done. He is the longest tenured coach in the SEC at this point. But I think he may have made a real mistake in going back to Kentucky and maybe not taking that Texas A&M job a season ago when it was very much mentioned that he was. Because now a lot of that goodwill seems gone. And when you see how they went out and played on Saturday against the South Carolina team that I think a lot of people agreed they were better than, they were a 10-point favorite. And it just get waxed in the manner in which you did. And now you have to welcome in the best team in the country this week. It's going to be a very tough spot for Kentucky. I think they're going to play Georgia closer than they showed a week ago. But this is a game Georgia should name their score and beat them by.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'll say this, the Stoops thing, everybody said he was going to leave, and he decided to come back. And part of that was, allegedly, the commitment to, hey, NIL, we're going to spend more. And I don't know if they actually did that. Connor Riley, man, we got to run. Great stuff as always. Looking forward to seeing what happens this weekend. We got some other great matchups. Alabama on the road, as we mentioned, Wisconsin. The South Carolina LSU game, huge game in the SEC. So we'll see how everything shakes out, man. We'll talk to you next week. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yeah, if you guys can follow me on Twitter, at @KConnorRiley. Thanks a bunch, Mike and Carl.
Yeah, cool. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, the Alabama game, it's almost like USF's front seven is better than Georgia's. You know, why couldn't Georgia have done that in the SEC championship last year? Because they got so much athleticism, but then the depth just shone through when they put 28 on them in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I was very shocked at how that game went.
Oh, no one was more shocked than me, Carl, minus 30 and a half.
I'm sitting there and Alabama struggling.
Yeah. Yeah. That 74-yarder that was called back on the penalty, that hurt.
All right, man. Coming up, we got a lot more to get to. 404-726-0929. That is the phone number for you to dial us up. We've been talking about this. Falcon fans want to hear from you. How do you feel about what you saw yesterday? Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll hear from Raheem and Bijan after the game with our buddy Dave Archer. And we'll talk to you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'll tell you what went wrong. Our quarterback didn't play well. We turned it over, and we didn't have explosive plays. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There are many things we can point to in this game, and Mike and I have been talking about it with you. Coming up at 6, you'll hear Coach Raheem Morse. Also, in about 10 minutes from now, we got some guy talk. 5 o'clock, you will hear what Coach had to say and also our quarterback. That is on the way. But, Mike, as we've discussed this game today, and there's a lot of frustration, and rightfully so, and we're going to get back to your phone calls here in a bit, I just feel like fundamentally there were a lot of things that did not go our way. But, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot, too.
I mean, look, we signed Kirk Cousins knowing he was coming off an Achilles. And it's now trending nationally. Everybody from ESPN to us here on our radio show in Atlanta, people are saying he doesn't look right. Mm. You know, he couldn't step into throws. He made some, like, rookie-like, you know, as bad as Desmond Ridder looked, that's as bad as Kirk Cousins looked at times. Look, I'm not bashing on Cousins. I like him. We know what we're getting. We were excited about it back in March. But why did you draft Penix when the whole idea was we got redundancy? And you know, you see him every week. Carl said it. He looked great in practice. But of course, you know, Matthew Judon or Grady Jarrett aren't hitting him in practice. So he couldn't. We got so one-dimensional in the shotgun. We talked about how many. He's never been in the shotgun that much, never been in the pistol that much in his career. You know, we got really one-dimensional. The Steelers seemed to, like, know everything that was coming because it seemed like you in the stands could see and had idea what was coming. Running to the left.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So, but Chris talked about it earlier. Now you got the orthopedist for ESPN basically saying he don't look right. So why didn't you just give Penix all the reps possible in the preseason like we talked about? Oh, I know. You didn't want a controversy. We'll ask Coach Rob about this on Thursday. It's not Wednesday this week because we have Monday Night Football with the Eagles. Carl, all I'm saying is, get Penix up to speed, and then when Cousins is ready, then your $100 million man takes over. Because you're going to tell me you're going to roll him up to Philly looking like this? I think that's bad news,
well,
man.
They are, and I'm hoping that this offense looks more dynamic. But if he's limited, you're only going to be able to do limited things. Let's talk to Chief. Chief, appreciate you holding on. What's bugging you today about this whole Falcon situation and what you saw yesterday? Hey, man.
What's happening, Chief?
What's up, Chief?
All right, Chief. You know, it's been a long time, but you know who I blame for Sunday? I blame you two.
Why?
I'm telling you why I blame you two. I got up Sunday morning, ate me some waffles, because you guys got me all excited the week before. Got me all excited, right? Got everybody in this city excited. Okay? I said, well, I'm going to make me a fruit bucket. So I'm going to go down to the flea markets, Old National, and sell a couple of jerseys. So I saw some Kirk Cousins jerseys and some Kyle Pitts jerseys, and about 4:45 p.m., they start throwing them at me. I'm telling you guys, people are upset about this. It's crazy, but they're upset, and I understand. But my whole thing, I'm on a serious note to tell everybody, look here, calm down a little bit. First game, he was rusty. Everybody can see he was rusty. I don't know what's going on with him, but I got to trust that my coaching staff would get their stuff together. It was on them this week. It was on the coaching staff.
You're right.
As far as I'm concerned.
You're right. Chief,
all right, have a good one, Gary.
You too, man. Appreciate you, as always. I agree. Listen, because they know more than we do. That's just where we're at. And, of course, he's joking, but everybody was excited and is, and I still am. Am I frustrated we lost? Yeah, absolutely. But I still am excited about the promise of what this team can be. Did y'all see that defense yesterday?
Look great.
Did y'all see that? Seriously, like, if we play that way, we're going to be in every game. But the offense has got to do their part, and this is why you went out and got a veteran quarterback, which is so frustrating to know he did not play like that yesterday. Chris, you're up next in College Park. Chris in College Park. Hey, man, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, man.
Talk
hey,
to
man.
Us.
Hey, frustrated and disappointed in the way the offense played yesterday. Kudos to the defense. It was great to see them hold them to 6 field goals, no touchdowns. Great effort by the defense. What bugged me, and I'm old school like you guys, man. I'm over 50, and I never have thought that an Achilles tendon, he would come back that fast. Mike, Carl, in the old days, that was the kiss of death, let alone trying to come back and play. And it showed. He looked rusty, looked timid in the pocket. And let me tell you this, if Desmond Ridder and Heinicke were under as much duress as they were with that offensive line, man, Cousins wasn't going to be any better. They need to shore that offensive line up. Somebody needs to get some heart, talk to that right tackle of ours and that tight end, teach him how to chip and protect Cousins. Because if you don't, Lefty Penix will be in there before you know it. Go right. Falcons.
Right on, brother. Look, we talked about it. You know, Storm Norton came in. You didn't really miss a beat last year for Caleb McGarry. He's great going forward. Going in reverse, bad things. Don't have to remind you guys, we drive right down the field. T.J. Watt, now you're behind schedule. They almost get it on that screen pass to Bijan. Just gets a shoestring tackle. Unfortunately, we didn't punch it in. And you're right. I mean, everybody's right. Carl, the defense has been great. You're holding the Steelers to long. We're talking like 57-yard field goals.
Right.
Do what Justin Fields did, be a game manager, make good decisions. You had 3 possessions blow up in your face. 1 for the snap into the motion man and 2 terrible picks.
It happened right in front of you. You're absolutely right. Let's hear from Bijan Robinson after the game. This is with Arch, guys. Guy talks on the way, but we want you to hear some of the things the guys were saying exclusively here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here with our Solomon Brothers player of the game, Bijan Robinson, and B, 23 touches in the game, catching the football, running the football, how to feel to get out there and get all those reps?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, obviously you want the win, and obviously, you know, before everything, I just want to thank God for getting us out healthy and, you know, letting us have an opportunity to play this game. Obviously, you know, he's the one who I play for at all times. But, yeah, man, it was good to get that first game touch, get those hits going and just try to get it going. But obviously you want the win from that. But we'll just keep on going for next week.
Did you feel any of there's so much conversation about whether you play or don't play in the preseason. It didn't look like it bothered you at all. But did you feel like did you guys get rolling that opening drive? It got a little stagnant in the second half. Was that just because Pittsburgh played better?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great defense. And obviously, you know, with those guys that they have, you know, they brought some pressure, and it was kind of hard to, you know, get off of them. But, you know, that's something that we can learn from and that we just don't want to happen again. So, you know, it was a great test early for us for game one. And obviously with a guy like Watt and you know, those guys on there, you know, bringing that pass for us, you know, it was really good for our guys for, you know, these next games coming up. But, you know, I'm super encouraged. Obviously, this is our first game together as a team, but now we just know that we got to, you know, buckle down and, you know, get ready for all these games coming up this season.
The versatility you always show, we saw it last year, but then the screen game, the run game, tell me about that and your comfortability with what, because we didn't see any of that. We saw it in practice a little bit, and so tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, just trying to find ways to get the ball in open space, and whether it's running, passing, catching screens, or just trying to find those open gaps and get the defense, you know, confused and making them try to miss their gaps. But, you know, that's what we were doing. That's our plan. I mean, we want to continue to keep elevating as we keep going. But yeah, man, whenever I can do whatever I can to help the team and help the offense, that's what I'm trying to do.
Prime time on Monday night next week against Philly. Mindset you have to go into this week with?
physicality, no turnovers, and, you know, just play crisp and just play, you know, real smooth throughout the game and handle business. And then hopefully, we'll, you know, God willing, we'll come out there with a win.
Solomon Brothers player of the game, Bijan Robinson. Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you.
As we said, so close to breaking one. Certainly, you know, he was a guy that was the big weapon. 23 touches for Bijan. Some guys said get more for Algier. I like him to get more touches. If Cousins doesn't turn it over, everybody maybe gets more balance. We'd have more reps.
No doubt. That was the Achilles heel. Mike Bell, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Stop saying Achilles heel, because the Achilles heel of the Falcons is the Achilles heel.
My bad. Poor choice of words.
Hey, man, coming up, what did Brent Key ever do to Fran Brown at Syracuse to get him so angry? And what did Tony Romo do to Drew Bledsoe to make him hate his guts? Find out next.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah. Yes.
Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Way to play is play. You know, Carl, on a tough day like today, on a Falcons Monday, I can take solace in knowing that Chuck Norris is here in our studio.
This is true.
I'll be the bobblehead that I brought back from Italy, an object to art.
I'm with you.
But, yeah, hopefully we'll take Chuck's inner strength, and we will battle through this week and find a way to get the dub up there in Philly. You know, one thing before we get to some of the sound I got for Guy Talk today, brought to you by our Hey Man Ale, it was, you know, what we knew it was going to be, a heritage team. What do you put the count at, 15, 18,000 Steeler fans?
At least.
I mean, I know on TV it sure sounded like a lot more, but when T.J. Watt is whooping up the crowd and they're making more noise, it just frustrates you. Because, you know, I get it. It's just one game. We've already covered a lot of the stuff that went wrong, and hopefully it gets fixed. But still not sold on Cousins being 100%. But that just, Carl, that's Groundhog Day for a lot of Falcon fans like you and me.
It hurt only from the standpoint of, one, we weren't playing well, but two, when you are in an opposing building and you're pumping up the visiting crowd and they are loud,
right,
it takes away from everything that we're trying to build here. And so, again, Mike's right about this. We said this before the show. We were talking, and I said, you know, one, you have to win big games in your home building. Two, you do have to just win, right? You have to find ways to get it done. And it will come, and it will happen. But I don't know if we ever get away from that, Mike, because the NFL, the way things are now, this happens across the league.
You see it in the bigger stadiums because of the capacity. I mean, Cowboys are famous for having 20,000 Giants fans there. It happens. But I've always wondered about the season ticket holders and the PSL holders, how many are guys that are just scalpers?
Yeah.
That are simply not Falcon fans just flipping it because it just drives you crazy. Like, the only thing that changes that is obviously we get things turned around. We start winning. All right, man, a couple of things from the weekend. Start with Georgia Tech. Now, you got the new coach at Syracuse, and Coach Fran, who left Kirby, was a running backs coach, is working at Georgia. He goes up there and obviously in his first season gets a big win against Tech, but I didn't know that Fran Brown had a mean on for Brent Key. All Brent Key ever says each week is, we're going to be physical, that's our brand of football,
right?
But I think Fran took it and ran with it to motivate the team. Take a listen to his post.
Right there. I mean, anytime you get the ball on fourth down when you're going for it, and then you're able to stop him, because when he's going for it, he's saying, I'm tougher than you. I'm about to go for it. And then I'm saying, when we go for it, we're tougher than you. And who won the most fourth down this day? We did, yeah, because he said he wanted to fight from 2 out of 4. So that's all I was thinking about from 2 out of 4. That's why I was very, and you know me. So it's a big difference. When you know who I am and you come at me about toughness, like, don't do that. I took this game was very personable. And then you know that I coach with Kirby Smart and Muschamp. So why would I be? Why would we not be a tough physical football team?
He's about
that's
to
just
take
what they do, and that's what I'll be about, and that's where I was at. And I did take that very personal. And I want to make sure everyone understands that when you play us, just be quiet.
Now, again, I said on Twitter, I don't think Brent was sitting there like, we're going to come up to Syracuse and kick your AAS. I just think that his message is always physicality. But, again, I think we always hear coaches and players, everybody from Pop Warner to college to pros, play the disrespect card. Well, Fran pumped up his orange with that.
Yeah.
And apparently it worked. That and a great quarterback that Georgia Tech had no answer for.
Well, it's funny because, you're talking about name dropping. You know who I work for. Yes, yeah. We're aware. But I'll say this, Mike, moving forward, this is on. I mean, like, you won there. You won at home. Right. Guess what? Next year, y'all got to come down here. This is on. Like, I didn't know you felt that way. I think Coach – I'm talking about Georgia Tech, Coach Key – was talking about his guys playing in a physical manner and understanding that was going to be a part of this game. He didn't say, we're going to go out physical Syracuse and, you know, we're going to beat them up and take their heads off. Right. That wasn't the message to his team. But now when you hear this, to your point, I think, like, next year – Here we go.
Right.
I think that message was specifically for Brent Key.
I guess so. And one of the things Fran's got going for him at Syracuse is the best quarterback right now in college football. His name is Kyle McCord.
Know where he was?
Where was he?
Last year?
Yes.
Transferred in. Should have been at... Anybody?
Bueller?
The Ohio State.
Yeah. And he's at Syracuse.
He should be at Ohio State. Went to
Syracuse. He looks unbelievable.
He does.
I mean, Georgia Tech had no answer for that dude all day Saturday. Tough loss. Hey, man, more audio. Drew Bledsoe, he's got a winery. You've seen him. He's certainly happy in his life. The Tom Brady roast and other comments on the Tom Brady documentary. Drew Bledsoe is comfortable in his own skin.
Mm.
But you asked about Romo, and we'll take a listen.
In Dallas, Parcells made the decision to yank me at halftime of a game and throw Romo in there. Really didn't agree with that one. If you're watching this, Romo, you know this is true. The minute that he became the starter, he became pretty big in his own mind. And he was no longer the curious, inquisitive guy. Where that was the difference between him and Tommy. Tommy became the starter. He still was asking all the questions, where all of a sudden Romo was the guy that had all the answers.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How about them apples?
What is that from, Mike? What is that? Is it a documentary?
I heard it this morning. It's from, I don't know if it's Bledsoe just riffing on a podcast,
okay.
But it's out there.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I'm assuming he's talking about, you know, Brady being a broadcaster, because that was
right.
The big fuss, or at least the big talk.
It was
weekend.
On a Sunday NFL Countdown.
Okay,
correct.
So that's where that came from. No, that's interesting. Listen, Bledsoe,
and praise Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, at this point, Mike, I mean, and again, Brady won a Super Bowl, took him to a Super Bowl and won it, and he said that Brady was curious and continued to be curious.
Drew led the Patriots to a Super Bowl. They just lost to Brett Favre and the Packers down in New Orleans.
That's interesting.
Right, I thought so, too.
Yeah, man. And by the way, Bledsoe has no he has no reason to take any shots. Like, he's rich, okay? His career's over. Everybody knows how it played out. He's just telling you what he experienced. I think that's interesting to say Romo got a big head. Or maybe that's how it's being interpreted.
Right.
And Tom Brady stayed humble and was still curious, asking the veteran quarterback these questions about whether he was making the right decisions and doing certain things on certain plays. Listen, the GOAT is the GOAT. This weekend, I thought it was, as Mike says, uneven. When it comes to the broadcast, he'll get better.
Right.
But that's an interesting comment.
Yeah, Romo apparently said, no, I got it from here. Thanks, Drew. Some other stuff from the weekend. Colorado gets pretty much whooped by Nebraska. Shedeur Sanders leaves the game a little early.
Mm.
Now a story coming out of Denver says that following the loss, a report is out that Deion Sanders has ordered the Colorado band not to play the fight song after his son Shedeur Sanders scores a touchdown. Instead, he wants Shedeur's rap song, Perfect Timing, to be played over the speakers at Folsom Field.
Come on, Mike. Are you serious right now?
It's out there. It's being reported by Sports Illustrated as well.
This is turning into a mess, man.
Yeah. You know, you got Travis Hunter, and you got Shedeur, and you got like 50 other guys that are terrible. And I'm the biggest Deion fan as a Florida State, you know, boost. I love Deion. But, man, this thing is coming for a really rough landing. He's talking about being out over his skis on this one.
Yeah, what is he talking?
He's making it easy for – I said on Twitter today, he's making it easy for the critics.
No, he definitely is. I just feel like, first of all, why are we worried about the damn song played after a touchdown? Worry about winning.
Did you see he threw his O-line on the bus after the game?
Yeah, I heard.
He said, he goes, well, how many times did Dylan
Raiola get touched? Yeah.
Yeah, Dylan Raiola get touched. I mean, it's just – it's like the level of narcissism and lack of like knowing the room that you're throwing your teammates under the bus. It's insane.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. And I don't think he's helping Shedeur's brand for the draft either.
No. And by the way, Raiola looked pretty good.
He sure did.
Okay. He looked really good. Nebraska, yeah. The defense was already good, but they may have a shot to certainly improve and do something under Matt Rhule.
Hey, man, one last nugget before we get to some sad news. At the Falcons game, no, history was made. We made some history yesterday.
What?
Freddie the Falcon sets the Guinness World Record for the highest indoor rope swing drop to
from
start the,
roof. The
game.
From the roof, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good for Freddie. We're happy for you.
You know what? Guinness used to be such a big deal. Is it still?
I had that. My dad kept the Guinness Book of World Records in the bathroom.
That was
our reading material.
It used to be such a big deal. Like, that's a Guinness World Record.
At the book fair every year at school, you would buy one of those because it was just cool to have.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it had those
two big fat brothers on the mini bikes. That was like the cover when I was a kid. The world's fattest twins.
We just saw Freddie down at Napa Auto Parts. He was down there. So congratulations, Freddie.
Good for Freddie. I still don't. I mean, I know the Falcons get mad when I say this, so I'll whisper it. I just wanted to open the roof. I know it might be a little warm for some people.
It was great.
82 degrees, nice day to open the roof.
Great.
We have a roof that can open. Hey, some sad news from the world of entertainment. And I think a guy that, I mean, one of the most beloved actors in American history, James Earl Jones, has passed at age 93 today at his home in upstate New York.
Mm.
The two-time Three-time Tony Award, two-time Emmy Award winner, Grammy Award winner. I mean, just amazing. Think about, you know, every movie he's been in, his voice, the most distinct. And just, you know, everyone loved James. Who didn't love James Earl Jones, the voice of CNN, the voice of Darth Vader? He has passed at age 93. One of my favorites is certainly, everyone's got 5,000 James Earl Jones movies. I love him in Field of Dreams.
Awesome.
You know, his character is just so likable. Well, he's amazing in everything he's done. But anyway, rest in peace, the great James Earl Jones.
This is beautiful. What is that, velvet?
His voice is so iconic.
So
when you hear it, you automatically know. And that in itself is something that is legendary. Mike, 93. I'll take
93 years.
Lived
of
a great
age,
life, right? Man. 93 is that's a good life.
Received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 92.
Yeah, he is one of the all-time greats, to your point. Mm. All right, man, that is sad news today. And Orange playing the Star Wars because, for those who don't know, right? Darth Vader. James Earl Jones is one of the best, man. All right, coming up, Coach Ra just said something you have to hear. Now, you'll hear what Kirk Cousins said after the game yesterday. But as we get into the Falcon Report, wait until you hear what he had to say. All right, I'm going to tell you when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.